בתור יהודי טויווי, רבי יוסי חזן.
Chavkever Rebbe, Zecharino Levracha, told the story that once it was Tisha B'Av Nidche, Tovshin Chav Hei, and he was there with his father, previous Chavkever Rebbe, like two Rebbes ago, and they were in Schweiz. If you remember, for my days, Tovshin Chav Hei, Tisha B'Av was in Nidche, like this year. And the Satmar Rebbe was there, and they went to be, spent Shabbos with the Satmar Rebbe, and the Satmar Rebbe said, Ben Asichim, he said, a vort. We say, Belel is Kaddish Chag by the Haggadah. In the Brocha, the end of the first part of the Haggadah, we say, Brocha Gal Yisrael, Kein Hashem Likeinu Yagienu, Lemoyadim Ulurgolim Acherim Haboyim Likrosenim Lisholim, Smeichim Yirecha, Vesazor Yitzecha. Some Rebbe asked, what is this Moyadim Ulurgolim Acherim? Acherim. We have a principle, we're not starting to add new Yom Tovim in the Jewish calendar. So the Satmar Rebbe said, posh is like a common sense, I told this word to my wife, she made the chapter before, whatever. Because we have a principle called Atbash, as everyone knows, it's brought in Tur and Tov Chav Dalet, that the same day of the week that the Leil HaSeder is, first day of Pesach, will be the same day of the week of Tisha B'Av. Atbash. Asher Alkin, at the Seder, when we remember, we have no base of English. We have egg, for that matter. It's one of the reasons. So we ask the Eberster, Kein Hashem Alikein, Yagi'enu L'moyadim U'lurgolam Acher, that which today is a day of darkness and bitterness, they should also be turned into a yontif. And the Satmar Rebbe ended off by saying, at the Seder, the Pasuk Chabakuk, in Capital Beis, V'oid Chazoin L'moyim. The title, Chassidus Svarim, that Chazoin will be a Yom Tov Atkan. So you look at this word, this rubbish of word, you know. Everyone knows the Lehovin is an incredible deep oimek in this simple little voice. And there's a thousand nafkimindus lalocha, whatever, we'll talk about it, maybe if you have time. But I want to understand the profundity, the depth in this little fort. Let me tell you another meisel. The Strapke of a Rebbe said at the Siyum HaRambam in Bnei Brak in Tov Shin Samach, hey, told the meisel from his elder Zeder, Rav Shalom of Strapke, who was the son of the Divi Cheskel, Shin of Rav, son of Divi Chaim, that when he was 70 years old, he suddenly had a Ben Zohar. Oh, that big Simcha, you know, a big Rebbe. And all the chassidim came to Leuven, and the bris ended up to be on Tisha B'Av. So for saying so, the Sudas HaBris, they feared the Sudas HaBris by night. When they came to the bris, V'yikoresh Shmoy B'Yisrael, so the Strapke of a Rebbe said, Yosef Yom Tov. And by the Suda, the whole Torah, and he said, by the Tish, was all connected to the Indian of Tisha B'Av, is Yosef Yom Tov will become another Yom Tov. The Moyadim Rogalim Achir. Also, as a big deal. It's incredibly profound for it. To understand this, in Nafgeminus La'alocha, let me just, before we even get into the halacha part, let me give you a hakdom, like just Pederach Machshav. What is this Indian of Atbash? Atbash. So you've said many, many times, Aleph always represents Aleph, Alufishal in the Eberster, beginning, the first, and it goes all the way till the Taf, which is the final letter of the Aleph Beis, which, as the commander writes, Nechel Brach, and all the Svarim HaKadoshim and Arvid Nachal, Taf is already the last letter, it's already the regal of the Taf, is Bechina from Ragleha Yerdus Movis, it's into the Rishus of the Sitracher of Powers of Evil, it's negative, it's by Esav. Tough as Gimachi 400, Arba Meir, Ishima, etc., etc. That even it is a connection between the Aleph and the Tov. Like the famous Drash of the Chum Sofer, says in Pasir, we're going to read it, right? It is, but Tzar Lecha, Mitzucha, Eskal Advar, but Eila Ba'achris Hayom. The Tzar Lecha, Ba'achris Hayom means the end of the year, when Yidin are in a Bechina from Achris, they're in the lowest level on the totem pole, right? Nevertheless, we connect the Tav, the end, the Tisha B'Av, with the Aleph. Therefore, Pesach Nisan is called Rosh L'chol Moed Dais Nizeisel. And we connect the Aleph to the Tav. And that's the idea of Atbash. It's not just a little play on words. Demetz is an awesome B'nai Yisosri. In the beginning, Maimer Aleph, in Tammuz and Ov, Moedidik. There's a pasuk which says in the beginning of Shoftim, Yeshua didn't manage to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. So he asked, where do we go? Where do we start? Where do we finish conquering the Canaan? So it says, they made a girl, they asked the Abishur, Vayomer Hashem Yehuda Yalla. Yehuda should begin the, start conquering full the territory of Yehuda. Vayomer Yehuda L'Shimon Ochiv, right? So Yehuda turns to his brother Shimon, is Alei Iti Begur. You go with me to fight my battle, to conquer, complete my territory. And he promised, V'alachti gam itcho b'geirolcho. I'll go with you in your geiro, v'yelechi to Shimon. And Shimon joined Yehuda. Right? And the Chura asked the Bnei Yisrael, if the Abishter said, Yehuda Yalda, do you need up this, go fight the battle. What's the problem here? Says the Holy Bnei Yisrael, Yehuda represents which month of the year? Earth. Hello, this is the first. When you start going in the month from the east, right? Hello, Yehud Yisachadul, hello? Come on, man, I say this every month, right? Huh? The Gulam. Yeah, fine, okay. So Yehuda is the first, right? Nisan. And then, which is the month of Elv? Shib. Okay. So Yehuda said, which is like... Nisan is the Chmilash Nes, like the top of the mountain, and Ov is like the Yord Mikol HaKadosh, the lowest of them. Yehuda says to Shimon, you come and join with me in my battles, right? Because Nisan is like, you know, give me taste, the Fram and the Floys, it's the Pesach for all Nisim and the Floys, and I'll join with you when the Abish will be happy, and Ov will become the happiest month in the calendar. That was the deal here. Right? Therefore, says the Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to dig up. What's the Gematria of Yehuda? 30. And Shimon, 466. What do you got together? 496, which is Gematria and Malchus. When you have the Chibur of Yehuda and Shimon, which is Nisan and Ov, then you get these Galus of Malchus Shemayim in this world. Therefore, just Derech Agav, the Mashgiach points out, and when we see Techo, Tisha B'Ov is Gematria ben Nisan Asidim Ligo. And Mazel of Ari is the same gematria as Mazel Nisntle. Why Dover? And it says in Sfarmatin, that's what you say in this mirror, Lel Shabbos, Proikyas, Kori ben Oilam, Proikyas Onoch, Mipum Aryevos. I can't remember, it's always years ago, I can't remember where. The Onoch refers to the Tle, Mazel Nisn is Tle. Mipum Aryevaso Duch Aravoida in Chodesh Av, which is the mazel of Chodesh Av, is the Ari. Therefore, says the Holy Bnei Yisrael, what was the first time the Eibishter appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu? Remember the story with the Arsina Basnet? Yeah, hello, yeah. So it says in Pasuk Vayar Hashem Ki Sor Liris. Sor is Gematria 260. You're not going to be a genius to work out. 260, Sar is Gematria, Tle, and Aryeh. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to the Vashleima? And the Abish said, Ek Asher, Ek, Ek, Golus, that, but the future Golus is in. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach no, Biad Tishlach. Who's the Biad Tishlach? Says the Targum Yonason, Biad Pinchas Elio, that you will send in the end of time. What's the Gematria of Pinchas and Elio? At least fake it, by now you should be. Sar, 260, which is Gematria Tlan Arye, which is, hello, yeah, which therefore ends off the Bnei Yisrael, Mazel Nisan Tlan, Mazel of Arye, is Gematria 587, which is Gematria Eim Abonim Smecha Haleluko. The Eim Abonim, the Shchinta, who's in Dred, who will be the Ukmi Shchinta Ma'afro, that will be when this Chabros of Sorler is, you got my, okay, fine. Which, by the way, how do I know that Nisan is picking up the Shechina? It's Gula. Because Nisan is Miloshin, Nes. Every child knows the Gemara, Brachas Avdal. You don't got to learn too many You know, you may have drifted off Tafyemi, but Tafdalot you still got, right? If you have an afila, you have a smicha, nun, and samach, you got nes. And this is nes, this is l'ukim yishchinta ma'afra. So I see that, this is the kitzah, but the hakdoma, to the hakdoma, I see the whole avoida of nisin is what? To pick us up and to open up the mazel ari, the mazel nisin pled, the mazel ari, the same inyan, the chibra of Yehud and Shimon, the 2 months are, what's the word in English? There's a symbiotic relationship, and ultimately the highest month of the year will be Chodesh of, etc. Okay, fine, it's all great. Which, by the way, I've said 1,000 times like last month. The word, the 2 months of Tammuz and Av, the 2 eyes, Ayin, what's the gematria Ayin?
130.
How many eyes do you got? 2. How much is 2 times 130? Right, so the idea of the picking up Tammuz and Av, okay, fine, great. So what is this idea, very simply, for Anoshim Kerkenu, of Atbash, that which is first, that which is last, that which is Darhoibin, that which is Ndred, you connect the two and you mahapich the days into Sosin Vesimlu. When do you feel this Indian of Atbash? When you mahapich the darkness and the light and the Merir Lemiska, etc., etc.? That's what Shabbos is all about. Hello? Yeah? The famous Fas Emes, all the Sforim HaKadoshim speak about it. These days are called Bein Hamitzor. Meitzor. Narrows you. Fadvikt, right? Shabbos is called a Nachla B'limitzor. If you keep Shabbos, the Pasuk, the Novi Yishaya promises you, V'achaltichon Nachlas Yankiv Avich, right? So on Shabbos, there's no Bein Hamitzor. That's why the Shabbos is, it's in Sforim HaKadoshim. The Shabbos of the 3 weeks are the most Derhoibin, the most Simchadik Shabbos, all the Rebbe's. Tisham in the 3 weeks, man, it's sort of like the most loftiest in the Shabbos of the year. Therefore, you don't got to be a genius. Nachla B'li Mitzorim 703 is Gematria. Shabbos and Makoil, okay, spot on. What else? What are the 3 Haftorahs you read during this period? Divrei, as in, like, Divrei Yom Yom Bechli Yom Ben Akadam Bechli Yom Ben Akadam Bechli Yom Ben Akadam Bechli Yom Shimu Darka, and Chazoin. What is the gematria of Divrei, Shimu, and Chazoin? Bingo, 703, which is Shabbos in Makoil. Said in Chumash Ariel, Gevaldi Gevort. Hello! There's an Eibishter in the world. Wow. They're the Chumash Ariel. You remember when Yankiv Avinu went to get the brachas from his father? And what did Yitzchak Avinu tell them? V'yitein l'cholikim. Chazal darshan v'yitein. Yitein v'yachzer v'yitein. You give, and you keep on giving, and giving a nachamol, without limitations, without a hefzik, that's called a nachla b'lim b'zor. Right? And after he got the brachas, what did the pasuk say? V'yistim esav es Yankiv. He hates him eternally because of the brachas which he got. Because Tammuz and Av are supposed to belong to whom? Called Yachad Esav. And Yankiv got Habracha. And everyone knows the Chaim Sariel. Classic. Says every year. Habracha is Nutrikun Rosh Hatev is what? Kol Roitfeo Hisiguo Bein Hamitzorim. At the Maggid famous day, anyone who's running after the Eibishter. When is the time to get the brachas, etc., etc.? When is the time to have dveikus closest to Hashem? Dafka bein hamitzorim, when the king is out of the palace, is making a walkabout. That's when any tamtik and ari could come close to the king. Kol reit, the Esav hated Yankiv al habracha. Habracha, kol reit feyit go bein hamitzorim, which yidin chap. In other words, to put it simply, Yankiv Avinu took the brachas to be able, Yidin should be misgabra, that even in difficult times it comes Shabbos, and you could tap into a nachla b'li mitzorim, the nachlas Yankiv Avinu, which there is no bein hamitzorim. There's no avelus gun. Right? Which, by the way, the Rech Agav says, why keep pi Hashem diber? On Shabbos, what a Yid says, daber dover, is pi Hashem. It's all hail. It's teir, it's avoyde, it's davening, it's all holy things. That is the reason why, just derech agav, what is the parsha of this week? I mentioned the parsha somewhere in passing. Dvorim, says the medrash on the pasuk, Eila had dvorim, Hashem, Moshe, Eitz, Mar Piloshin, Eitz Chaim. Moshe is an oral sfasayim. Now Mitamal is an orator, Eil Hadvorim, because the koyach of Torah could take a person, whatever, and turn it to piyasha. Okay. Therefore, it's brought in Svarim Magdash, as I already mentioned, it's brought in Ev Yisrael, it's brought in Teresh Shloime, it's brought in Marv Shamish, and all the classic Svarim Magdash, that this Shabbos is the highest Shabbos of the whole year. And the Ev Yisrael adds Bifrat, when Tisha B'Av itself is Chal on Shabbos. Like Mamash Deroy. Why? The Pashtus, there's a famous Medrash, which says, Lo'hoyi Yoy Moyed Yisrael, Yoyim Shadach HaBeis HaMikdash. Yontif, biggest Yontif, what is Yontif? The Sforim Taitzif, it's in the written Magi, the Gemara said, Yivam is Tashamach Beis, Chayiv Odom, Lifkir, it's Yish Tik, and Yoyitzi Lederach. The Abish is Levi, Kal Yisrael. So the Abish has to be at the Yichud, between the Abish and Kedas Yisrael. There's a word from Rapinchus Korus, the biggest Sadiqim. The Gemara says, Va'ato, the Pasuk in Tillim, Zonachto Vatimus, the Abish abandoned, Timus, Eden. And then it says in the Pasuk, Nisabarta imishichecha, that when David born, that's Dafka Tishma. From this Yichud, where the Gemara says, the Kruvim, Beshas, the Churbim, Urm Zebazah, from that was David Bashiach. Says it because Korazah, from that Yidin have a Kiyam and Golus all of these years, if not for that moment, that Yichud. And therefore, B'chal is brought in Svorim. 9 days are days of Midas Adin. Midas Adin comes from which name of Hashem? Elikim. Who's got anyone on the ball here? Elikim is 86. How much is 86 times 9? What? Very good. 774. What is 774, Begimatria? You know, Mashiach is born at Tisha B'Av. Keren, Mashiach ben David, is Gematria 774. Hello? Shabbos Chazoin, Imakoil, is Gematria, take a guess, 774. Right? Bas Sheva, who represents Malchus, Imashal Malchus, is lawyer, right? Is Gematria? Very good. You're getting smart. Right? 774. Bas Sheva, by the way, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Bas Sheva. Bas stands for Tisha B'Av. Sheva, Shivasa B'Tamas. Right? That's how I remember. I have a granddaughter called Basheva. I only remember her birthday because I know it's whatever this time of the year. Yeah, you got it? Says the Marv Shamish, because the chol, the days of the week in this period is so low, so for Shteitzach, the Shabbos, which is Maila, has to be the highest of all the Shabbos. And the Tver Shleimer brings this week's Pashuk Gevalt. Marv Shamish, awesome. It says in Pasuk, Hashem Elikeinu Diber Eleinu B'chorev Lemer. Rav Lachem Sheves Parzeh. The Abish spoke Bechoyrev, Miloshen Churban Chazar Darshan. That even Beshasa Churban, Dafke Bezman Churban, Rav Lachem Sheves. The Shabbos of this week, in the Lachadoidi, we say Rav Lachem Shabbos, Sheves, but we read as Shabbos, the Shabbos of the Emek Abacha, Adar Hoibin. Says it's for Shleim and Parshas, Bechoyzai, and the Rimzei Ben Amitzorim. It's like an awesome word. If a tzaddik wouldn't say it, like, you know, who would we say it? The Shabbosis bizman ha-golus are more drahoibin than the Shabbosis bizman shabbos b'in shayakayim. It teaches a pasuk that way. The oz in golus, tirsa oretz is shabbosu. Say a kol yibay ha-shama, it teaches that. Because we have no shechina, all week we're in drer al-bichi v'akakola, dafke the Shabbosis elevate us. And the Kosher Samagid brings in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, B'Shem Tzaddik Isha Olikim, the Choyz of Lubin. That's Pshat, that Bikesh Rebbe Laker Tisha B'Av, right? Famous Gemara, right? Why is that? Because Rebbe said, Hoyol V'Nitcha Yidoch. Because the Koyach of Shabbos is so derhoibin that that has the power to get rid of all the tzoros that Tisha B'Av represents. And he says, Nochmeg, the Hezver. The Abraham Chal of the principle, the Chol Tzorosam, Lo Yitzah. The Abraham is Mitzar with Chal Yisrael. There's no greater Tzar than Ben HaMitzor. And from deswegen comes Shabbos. What do we say on Shabbos? Yisvuchu B'malchus Choshem B'Shabbos. Shabbos, we rejoice with the Malchus Hashem. So you're forgetting your own Tzoros. And you're Mitzameich in the Abraham is Malchus. What could be a greater title to that little burden? Baruch Hu, then the simcha of Shabbos, that he forgets about his own pekel, and he worries about the Eibishter, the Shechina. That's the greatest simcha of the year. That's why the Shabbos is on the right. Let me try to explain what I'm talking about. The word I saw from the Rambam Shor brings. It says a pasuk in Yechezkel, Kapitel Lamed Gimel. Vayhi b'shtema s'shana b'asiri b'chodesh b'chamisha l'chodesh l'galuseinu. It's the month of Teves, the 10th month. The 5th day of the month, right? Bo elai ha-polit mi-shalayim lemer huksoyer. The polit, who's the polit? The refugee. Comes from Yerushalayim, Beit HaMidrash is Chor. Ear, doesn't say Beit HaMidrash. Her ear hooks. The city has been conquered. Right? Ask the obvious glaring question. You mean the people in Bovel, it's not, if you look at a map, Bovel is not all that far from Eretz Yisrael. Right? You look at Megillah in Eicha, the whole time the whole world is saying is Kochi in the Chur Beit HaMidrash. Everyone's Kochi. It's on the machine clock. Everyone's talking about the Chur Beit HaMidrash. Right? You mean to tell me that in Bovel the Yidden didn't know about the Churin Beis Hamikdash until Teves, from Av all the way to Teves? That was half a year. And why does it say Hukso Ir? We're worried about the city of Jerusalem, or we're worried about the Beis Hamikdash? What's Hukso Ir? Say the Svarim Akdashim. The Shal Tshuva is Binyan Shleima, from Shleima the Matzah Vilna. Who is this polit? He's coming to tell you news you couldn't get in the Babylonian times. Hello? The polit refers to Michoel, the Malk. Right? Ah? No. They knew right away there's a churban. They're not, you know, the whole world is cocking in the churban. Nervos. They have gemeint. Okay, the temple has been destroyed. The physical, the bricks and mortar, has been destroyed. Yerushalayim has been, people in exile. Okay, shit. Right? Aber there's a Beis HaMikdash L'mayla, a Beis HaMikdash L'mata. So the Beis HaMikdash L'mayla remains, and the Beis HaMikdash L'mata has been destroyed. And, you know, like Shafach HaMas, Yel'etzim V'alavonim, with the Mizmar L'asof, Kino L'asof Yibor L'ay. So the Eden had a clean slate, and everything. So they figured after the Churban, so immediately Eden will go back to Eretz Yisrael. Take a bit of time to give out a bit of patch, and they'll go back. Because, you know, the polit, who is Michal? What does he do for a living? The Gemara says in Seif Menachos. He is the Kohen Gadol who's Makriv Karbonas in the Beis HaMikdash L'mayla. And he says, Hukso Ir. I'm not talking about the Beis HaMikdash down here. Ir always refers to what? Stam Ir? Bekir b'cha kodesh le'ovoi be'ir, and that's all the Beis HaMikdash Yishlayim Shalemayla. The Beis HaMikdash Lemayla is in destroyed. Why is that? Because the Gemara says the Ebishah made a shvua, right? The Gemara in Tainus says, hey, nishba kodesh baruch le'ovoi Yishlayim Shalemayla, until he didn't return Yishlayim Shalemayla. There's no Beis HaMikdash, nothing, everything, the Ebishah Kvayachot go into Golus with us. Hukso ir. Asher Alkein, the Bin Yishlayim says, what is the Iker Avelus on Echa? Not for a building, for bricks and mortar. The Shechinah HaKadosh is in Golus. And from that, it mishtals all the tzaras that we go through. In other words, the whole purpose of the Bria, as the Medrash Tanchum, the famous says in Nosi, the Kavanah Sabriya was this Avak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lius Lius Baruch, Dira B'tachtein. Svarim HaKadosh is brought. What the whole purpose of the Bria, said the Baruch HaKadosh, Bereishis Baruch Leikim, Esa Shamayim V'Esar. The Abish wanted the Dira, heaven and earth together. Right, and when that does, when the dagger, the kalav, the sorcerer says, the first word in the whole entire bereishis is in a trigun, bereishayna rotz elikim sheves teich yisrael. The Abish that wanted to dwell amongst kalav, the shachanti b'soichem among kalav yisrael. The churin beis hamikdash, the Abish that mish the shchinah and the shchin in the galus that destroys the whole purpose of a world. Why their world, right? And therefore, right. That is the Iker Avelus. What? My stomach. Work it out yourself. I don't know. Right? And that is the Chur. The fees I can understand. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is the day the Shechinah dwelt in Moskal Yisrael. You know, in the Zemir Shabbos, we say, Oyeve Hashem. By the way, what is the symbol of a person who loves the Ebishter? Huh? I'm a chakim. What do you say? In my, look it up in your sitter, I don't know, in your Zmir's booklet, right? In my, it says, Oyevei Hashem amechakim bivinyan arim. Okay. In other words, the test of an abuichin of an oyevei who loves the Eibishter amechakim bivinyan arim. Luchura al pidikduk could should have said Oyevei Hashem amechakim libinyan arim. You're waiting for the rebuilding of the Yerushalayim. Amechakim bivinyan arim. If the Charaya says the Sfarim HaKadoshim that every Shabbos the Eibishter gives, Shabbos is in Zman what the Beis Hamikdash is in Mokim. So every Shabbos a Yid is given back Hashiras HaShchina, is given back Hashikul Beis Hamikdash. That's why the Tferes Shleim HaTayis Ach Es Shabbos Yisrei Tishmayru. Right, that we from here we learn, Chazal learned that Binyan Beis Hamikdash is not the Shabbos, because on Shabbos you don't need a Beis Hamikdash, because Shabbos Guf is the Beis Hamikdash. Ach, Loshen Miyut, even if you're in a low Madrega, but you still have that Asherot Hashchina when it comes to Shabbos. Different in the Kisvei, the Mendel Shklover, Talmud of the Gro, Ha Shabbos, he says, that is in the Trigon, Hey Shin Beis Tov. Remember I said the word Ruchan Vassaman, Shirin Gedom, asked the Belzeruv. Why is it that Moshe prayed 515 times communion of Eschanan? Tefillah, hello? Remember the word we said, I said 1,000 times? Machna, the Hebrews built the first wall, 103, well, yeah? Second wall, third wall, fourth wall, Har, Soda, Bayis. And Moshe wanted 2, 3, and 4 times 103. And Moshe wanted to build the Tikra, right? So you have 515, 5 times 103, hello? HaShabbos is Nutrikun, Har, Soda, Bayis, Tefillah. Right, unbelievable. Hello, now the Shabbos is a reliving of the Beis Hamikdash. You want to taste the Beis Hamikdash. You want to taste the Hashiras Hashchina, the Shaim Shabbos. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Vani kirvas alikim litoif." Says Rambam Shor, kirvas is kuf reish beis tof. You're not going to be a genius. You march your Shabbos. Va'ani anik kirvas alikim litoiv is gematria 906. What's 906? I said it last week and the week before. You don't remember last week. If you remember this week, it's a chazaka that you guys are hopeless. Shikutzis. What line of Ana B'choyach is Shikutzis? Shma Shavaseinu Kabel Shma Tzadik Lumis 906. Hello, which is gematria Gulamitis. Yeah, hello. The seventh. Seventh is which day of the week? Shabbos. So Shabbos is the base tefillah. Okay, fine. Therefore, the Sfarim HaKadoshim Taich, the Gemara says in the end of time, is kol Hamas Abel al Yushalayim Zoyche Veroya Bismchoso, which Lechura is written in the Lashon Hoive, which should have said Yiske V'yira. So one of the Pidushim is Lefi erech that a yid is misabel on Yerushalayim, he comes on Shabbos and he's zoyche to feel the kedushas of Shabbos as Rosh Hashanah. An inverse proportion. How tzebrochen you are in the days of a meal. I'm not saying here, you know, everything is great and life is full of Torahs. Hain for the klali, for the prat. I'm not here to whitewash. Faker, there's a word from the Sfasemis. It says in Pasuk in Tilim, Vatashkeu b'demoiz sholosh. So the Sfasemis says that we used to have the kirvas likim das rosh hashchina, the spirit, when you went to the sholosh regalim, today vatashkeu b'demoy, that you were able to spear, you're able to feel through the tears, through the bechir, right? And he says kol mashi sigu al yidei asimcha v'mecholish, that which you eat, asimcha ben sheva shemishom ben sheva v'ruach hakoyin, all kedusha al shefa beruchni is begashmi, that even got through the Beis Hamikdash, through the simcha, through the mecholish, right? Now you're zeicha through the avelis. And that's the part in Pasuk. He says elsewhere, three different facets and putting together. Nepach, the Pasuk says in Micho, Nepach la'ovel michoilenu, that which we achieve through dancing, now we achieve through avelis. And that's why Tisha B'Av was called the Moyed. Because you could spear the regalim over through the avelis. What does the Moyed mean? Miloshin is Vadus. You come to Zaman with the Shechina, with the Eibishter, Dafkan Tisha B'Av. And therefore, since Tisha B'Av is such an awesome Hora, right? And the Shabbos prior to an event is always Koil, all the Horas of the coming week. Now you understand why Shabbos Chazoin is a vision. Instead of Sir Beis Hamikdash. Because all the Kedusha of Tisha B'Av, the Moyed, that you're able to get this week. Therefore, what do we say about Shabbos? Say Friday night, Tavanus Svart, Vichul Shultane Rubzin Umori Dedino Kul Akun Visaborumino, the Leis Shulchana Achara, the Shilting of Achara, Acher, the Strachra, is battle on Shabbos. The fact gets support from the Rizal. On Shabbos, we say, on Shachras, we say, Kael Adoin Al Kolamas. What's Pshat? Adoin, from the word Adnai. The Hebrew's name Aleph Dalas, yeah? So everyone knows in the Rizal, Aleph Dalas Nun Yud Bimilu is Gimatria 671. Work it out. Aleph is Aleph Lamedei, Dalet Lamedov, yeah? Nun Vav Nun, Yud Vav Dalet, 671. On Shabbos, we say, the Hebrew's Adoin Al Kolamaisim, right? Yes? And Adoin Al Kol Masim says Arizal is Gimatria 671. And the Arizal adds on Shabbos is Nisgala, not just the Abish as Odoin as Malchus, but Kael Adoin Al Kol Masim. How much is 671 plus Kael, which is 31? In case you couldn't figure it out. So, which is what? Shabbos. Shabbos, the Leis Shultana Achara, the Chol Almin, and Nisgala, the Abish there as Adoin Al Kol Masim. So far, so good. After all of this introduction, now we can begin. The Satan Rebbe's word, Kain, Hashem Ali Kain, Yagyeinu, Lemoyadim, Lugolim, Acherim. What's this Acherim? So he said it refers to when Yimahapich, Mashiach will come, Tishra will be a Yom. What's the Acherim? Who do you know in the Gemara is called Acherim? Alisha ben Avui is called Acherim, he's called Acher. Hello. You're right, you're wrong. We'll talk about it. Achir. Right? Asku, they call him Achir. It's a Remei. Yeah? Why is he called Achir? You have the famous Vort, every school child knows. It's famous, brought from the same as Yechon Shmuel, from Shmuel of Ostrov, so it's brought in the Emre Noyim, from the Jerkever. Remember, Yankov Avinu was about to meet his brother Esav, right? So Vayir Yankimoid, he should be killed. Vayetzeloi Shemayarek es Acher. Who's Acherim? Because the Gemara said in Gittin, you learn it and come to Bar, come to Daphnon Vov. Hello, that Nero, Nero Kesar, Ora, Ozal, Vaorak, Vinafak Minei Reb Meir. He's an Enikum Mamish of the king of the Caesar of the Romans. Mamish from Zera Esav. And he was an Esav, so he was Nisyarish, Shema Yarigas, Achir. This is like one of these, Mayonish Teruvet, like when you're like 7 years old, you figure this out. Okay, fine. Everyone knows. Why is Reb Meir called Achir? Anyone? Hello? If you're satisfied with this answer, I'm not going further, but I don't think most people are satisfied with that answer. Who else is called Achir? Besides your. Remember a fellow called Yosef HaTzadik? It says in Parash Miketz, V'kel shaka yitim lechem rachm l'fnei uish, v'shiyach lechem es acheichem acher. Says Rashi HaKodesh, Nizrug of the Ruach HaKodesh, who is this acher referring to? Yosef HaTzadik. If you remember like a bit before that, the same Parash Miketz, that they tell we had 12, my father had 12 sons, ho echod einenu, right? And now, so the Shvatim called Yosef echod, and now something in Ruach HaKodesh is called Acher. Is there a difference between Acher and Echod? I can't think of two words, two more diametrically opposed, contrasting. Yeah, like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim echod, or by Avodah Zarah, Acher, and there's a big Reish and a big Dalet, so Chazal say you shouldn't confuse the two. What could be more different than Echod or Acher? Therefore, the Marshon, the Chidush HaGadol, the Chagigah, the Sugya of the says, therefore they call Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya Acher, because once you believe that there's two Rishuyas, you're called Acher, because you're dabbling in Avodah Zarah. So why did Ruach HaKodesh say Yosef is called Acher? Hello? Why was Yosef called Yosef? I said this before. Rachel calls him Yosef. I think it's my Yosef Lamer. Yosef Hashem Aliki again. Li Ben Acher. The Friedrich Rebbe famously said, "The purpose of Yosef Hisofa to add means from the Acher should become a Ben." Echod. What's the gematria of Echod? Anyone geniuses? 30. And you have how many sons did you have in that Goda?
Four.
How much is Echod? 13 times 4? Ben. Right? You remember I tell the story every year, Pesach, when the Bnei Yisrael went to hear Amorat Zafirduch, and he heard this simple Amor, it's a clueless of what's going on there. And he can Arba Bonam Dibur to Echod, Chochav Echod, Rosha. And he was and the simple guy is able to find the Echod Hashem in all four sons. And the Belzeruv, when he heard the story, he said, ah, now he understands that's trapped, the rabbi is in Bnei Brak. Rabbi Seinu, Egeus Man Kriyash Mashal. Shachris, Shin Ches, Reish Yotov, Ches is Chochom, Reish is Rosha, Tov is Tom, Shin Yod is any idea. Okay. Yeah, hello. Therefore, you have four sons. Ach Dalit is Echod. All four sons are sons of the Abishur. Yes? The purpose. Yeah. Therefore, where do you put the Chochom? Next to the Rosha. Hello? By Yosef, it says he's Ben Zikunim Hulo, so it's Bar Chakim. Right? Zikunim is Gimatria 207. Gimatria Roz, Light, Lichtigkeit. Hello? Yes? Yeah? Which is, Imakoyl is Acher. Hello? By the way, what's the Gimatria of Yosef? 156? Yeah? 156 is three times?
Ben.
So Yosef, he has within him three sons, and Rachel says that Tachlis is the Ben Acher, the fourth son, also to bring on the Kanfeshkina. Therefore, Yosef is called Yosef Ha. So Hatzadik is Gematria 209, which is Acher. Hello? So Yosef is called Acher and Echot, to make the Acher and Echot. Who else had a Sheikhus to someone called Acher, you told me? Remeir, going back to our. How do I know Remeir is connected to Yosef? Says in Gehelis Yankiv. Meir, how do you spell Meir? Mem Aleph Yudresh. Misham Roya Evan Yisroel. Is Rosh Davis scramble? Meir. Who does that pasuk said about? Yosef. So I see, just like Yosef HaTzadik, his job was to what? Ben, to take, make a Ben out of the Acher. That was Rabbi Meir. What do I know about Meir? I've said this like 1,000 times in the past. Hello? Rabbi Meir Miloshen Oyer Lichtigkeit. By Rabbi Meir it says Kusnus Oyer with an Aleph. So we said, I can't have to elaborate. Says the Moshe's Rebbe, he said, Brach, go throughout Shas. Rabbi Meir is the one, Meir, by the way, the Gemara says, was an Oiker Hor. If you saw Rabbi Meir in the Besmedjit, Oiker Horre Horim, B'Teuchlin Zebazet. Deep is deep. Rabbi Meir sees things not the way they are on the surface. Rabbi Meir sees things the way they are in Pnimius. Rabbi Meir Kliposai Zorak. And he looked at the surface, he's an Acher. But in a Veinig, he's really a Ben. Right? Remember the Gemara Chagiga, that Ashkeche, whatever, who's the Rabbi Bar Shila, Itzor Elio Novi, what the Abe's doing is saying, tell you from all the Rabbanon, but not from Rabbi Meir. Why could Rabbi Meir learn from Acher? Right? So he said, but Kliposai Zorak, he only. Into Pimius. Now Elio says he's learning, he's saying something. Why did this to you? But the bottom line is, he didn't say Bismancha, bad things happen to good people. Everything the Abishter knows is good. Right? We don't see it. Therefore, Bismancha, Adam Yisrael, Mitzar, the Abishter Mitzar with us. Don't look at the way. Emes is for Tayelis. Who's the one who says in the Gemara in Brochus that Memches Kishem Shemavorchem Ala Toiv Kachem Vorchem Alara? Take a guess. Remeir. Who is the one who said the Gemara in Kiddushin Ben Kachu Ben Kach Bonem Atem? The guy looks like a yokel, like a whatever. Aber Fort the Eibush Zakin. That's Rabbi Meir. You have 1,000 Gemaras. Therefore, Rabbi Meir, you look deeper. The Rebbe once spoke at Tassiyum and Shitas Remeir Rabbi Yehuda. 25 places in Shas where a mayor, by Rav Shittas or a mayor, the Echos is Machriya the Kamos. Innovating, the Tiefkeit. Okay, you go through all Shas. That's the Kusnus Ur. Don't look at the Ur, the superficial. Look at the Ur with an Aleph. That the who was the one, the Gemara said Yuma, was Medayek Bishma, Remeir. What the greatness that says, the Abish is creating man. So the Nimloch Malach Yashar said, Adam Zematife, who is this man? Right? So he said, Chachmosi Miru Michachmasim. What's the Chachm of Adam? He knew how to name all the big deal, he knew how to name. Called this the elephant, called this the rhinoceros. In other words, the Pshat is as the Magid, when you look at something down here in this world, you know it's Sherish Lamayla, you can connect it to. And that even the Malach Yashar can figure out. To look at something, at a phenomenon, and to know it's Pneumius, right? This fits into another billion of the Gemaras. There's a Gemara, the Pirkei Avos, you say, Ermeyer says, Al Tistakel, the Kankashesha. What's from Kankashesha? I said this many times. Famous word, Arizal. He says, the Pasuk, Vinake, Lo Yinake. You're going to be a genius. Vinake, Yinake, you have the letters Kankan. The barrel. Aber Vinake starts with the Vav and ends with a Hey. Yinake, a Yud and a Hey, right? Yud Kivovke. Don't look at the barrel. Don't look at the superficial. Ela b'ma. Yudkevavke b'mili alfin is 45. Ma. Look in the tifkat. Look in the getlakat. Look at the pneumius or something. Don't look at the superficial. And, this, and therefore, that is the need of tshuva. And therefore, Remeir was machzir b'tshuva. Acher. Remember, he brought him and shoved him into Gan Eden. Etc. 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 Okay, that's Rabbi Meir. To change the acher. I just thought to myself, maybe the Hebrew of Hurachim Yechaber Ovin. Sar, we said, is 260, which is two times Ayin, which is Pilchas Elio, which is a bunch of good things. Tzla Arye, Acherim is Gematria. 259. One more than 259 Acherim, Imakoil with the Eibishler, then you get 260. That's a Sar Liris, something much higher. Now I understand just by telling the story about the stop. That's what the Satmar Rebbe said. It's called Moyadim or Regalim Acherim. Something which was in Dred, something which was on the other side, the Shulton Achra. Now you're able, through Shabbos, Shabbos Chazoyin, you're able to see the Kedush and see the Terebin Kai. Now I understand the stop Rebbe, what did they call the son? Yosef Yomtev. Hello? Which, with the three Kedulim, is Gematria 232, Reish Lamed Beis. Which is Gematria? Habrocha. Which is the four shameless with word Vilum Shemavaya. Right? Hello. Which is Gimach? I got 100. What? Kois. Chof. Vav. Samach. Chof is 100. Samach is 120. Vav is 12. What do I got? 232. At 100. What is 232? Habroch. Kol Refei to go ben Amazar. What else is 232? Kois. What is Kois be Gimach itself? No Milui. What is 86? Elokim, Midas Adin. But if you could see the in the Midas Adin, the Milui, you see the Abishur in the equation. Right? Yeah? Then you're able to get the Habroch. That's what I thought to myself, Hurachim, Habroch, if I got it wrong. Right? 232 is a gewaldige number. For Odom Yodas Chava Ishtoi. Odom Yoda, it's Chaber to Chava. So it's Aleph times Ches. Dalit times Vav, and Mem times Hey. How much is Ches times Aleph? Hey. How much is Dalit times Vav? 24. And how much is Mem times Hey? 200. What do I got? 232. A lot you can say about 232, right? Whatever. So therefore we say in Sur Mishaloi, in the Zemiris, Yibona HaMikdash, Yirtziyin Tumali. I said many times, the Tzaddik says, throughout Tanakh, with two exceptions, Yerushalayim is always written Chosim. So Yerushalayim. Scramble the letters, you get the word Shel Roimi. It belongs to Rome. Rome conquered Jerusalem. Aber Yibona HaMikdash, Yirtziyin Tumali, Yerushalayim is written Yerushalayim, with the next Yud. So instead of Shel Roimi, it will be written as Sheli Roimi. You'll conquer the world. Rome will belong to me. And there will be a Yontif. And we end off the Pismain, Al Kois Yayin Mole. Kois Mole. Yayin Mole. Kois Yayin, by the way, is Gimatria Yosef, which is the same idea, right? Yayin is Gimatria, by the way. Seven. Which is also Gimatria? Soy. How do you know? Because Gemara says, Dichtas Yayin, Yotze Soy. What is the Mili of Soy? You remember the famous Chazal, everyone calls the Parshas, told us. The Higomen, the Roman, met Rav Gamliel, Umi Toifis Amalchus Acharenu. He said, well, put a pen, a quill, a paper, whatever, and he wrote, V'achar Kain Yotza Ochi V'yodi Echezus Bakevis. What are they going to do with Malchus? Who's going to? What is the word Cain? There's a famous word. I'll tell you this word. I like Yimachus. Famous word in Degel. It says, Al Cain, Yemru Hamashlim, Boyuchesh. Sometimes Sadiqim want to say deep, deep tires, but they're, you know, they're scared or whatever, so they say Epiderach Gimatria. Cover it up with Cain is Gimatria? 70. Which is Gimatria? Soit. Al Cain, because of Cain, Yemru Hamashlim Sadiqim, Boyuchesh, make the Cheshm, Gimatria. So Cain is Gimatria Yain, which is Gimatria Soy. Soy Samach Vov Dalis is Gimatria 496, which is Malchus. Therefore he wrote, he couldn't say it orally because I forgot the Gimatria. It's very hard to make Gimatria, you know, give you a pen and paper. Al Cain, Yemir Amoishli, the Achar Cain, Yotza Ochiv, the Yodhi Echezet, the Kalis will be, that Yankee will have the Malchus from. The moral of the story is when you understand the milui of kos, it's a kos yayin malei, then you're zoicha to the birchas Hashem. Okay. All of this was supposed to be the hakdama to the shir today, which I wanted to speak about, if I wouldn't be so cruel and interrupt myself. There's a whole chler in poskim. A tishah of nidcha, which is this year's kviz, right? So pshat is, the Vemis Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. No, but poyul, you can't fast on Shabbos. So the fast has been pushed off to Sunday. Or Sepshat is L'chatchil, Chazal were Kaveya, that the fast is on Sunday. There's like 5, 6, 7, 8 Nafkaminis Laloch. Is there Dvorim Shabbatin on Friday night or not? But, I know all about it, yeah? And the Yad Sofer, the Sofer Shuvah, Sotach Velten, if a boy's bar mitzvah is on Sunday, Yud Av, in this year's Kviyas, do you have to fast or not? If it's Pshat, the fast is on Shabbos, then you can't fast the Poyel. Sunday, you got to fast. If Pshat is Chathchila Chazal were Gezer on Sunday, then he doesn't have to, then he has to fast. If it's Shabbos, he was bottom, right? Are you allowed to learn Torah the Shabbos? B'chutz Dvarim Shemoyed Kotten, whatever. Three opinions, inshallah. So when it's going to Shail, you with me, hello? Is there this year in this kviyas? Is there a shavua shachal liyas by Tisha B'Av, whatever? A bris milah, could the father, etc., break his fast after chatzot? The famous yayvitz. All of this is negeya into this chakir. It's tutach vel, like mamre yamin. Svarim, you know, this. I want to ask you another shayla. A simple shayla. The avish helps with the negeya lemaisa. What would be Mashiach comes? So this year Tisha B'Av will be a yomtiv. Pasuk says it'll be Nebuch L'Sof L'Sif Yom Tov, and then it's this year. When are you going to keep the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av? When are you going to make Kiddush? But Titla Hashem L'Kenu is the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av. I ask you the question: the Poyel Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, is on Shabbos. The fasting B'Poyel is on Sunday. So Mashiach will come and it becomes the Yom Tov. Which will be the Yom Tov? On the Shabbos or the Sunday? You hear my question? I once said a whole pill bonus, whatever. Bottom line, that's what the Satmar Rebbe said. Oid, next word, Pesach Habakkuk, Chazoid Levoid. The Iker is the Shabbos. The Shabbos, even if you can't fast with Poyel, but say, what are the tainis? Yoim Ritzui, Yoim Rotzin Lashem, the Pesach says in Yishai. Hello? And if with the Shabbos, Batzach Mir, David Tzadikim, like, that's what Satmar Rebbe was alluding to, Oid Chazoid Levoid, because the Iker is the Shabbos, so we fear the Shabbos. There was happy that Tisha will be the greatest Yom Tov in the Jewish calendar.